Now, about 9/11, General Alexander, if we had the technology and the programs in place today, before 9/11, what would be the likelihood that we have detected that attack?
Senator, in my professional opinion, it would have been very high.
You agree with that?
I do.
I am here to tell the American people, if we had in place today, before 9/11, the 19 hijackers who were here in the country, most of them in legal status, talking to people abroad, we would have known what they were up to. We would have known why the guy was just taking flying lessons to take the plane off and didn't care about the part of the flying lessons to land it, which was kind of odd to me. I want to pay for flying lessons, but I don't care to learn to land the plane. So at the end of the day, my question to both of you is simple. Let's reform this program where it's gotten out of line. Let's be sensitive to the political liberty, to constitutional rights we all have. But here's my question. Is what's being proposed in terms of reform, will it make us less able to detect the next 9/11? Are we going back to that pre-9/11 mentality? That's the question for me. Is the Congress taking us back to a time when we could not pick up a threat that was right in front of us?
Well, Senator, there are several proposals that have been proposed in the form of bills, and I guess our basic reaction to this is we are open to changes to make this more transparent, for more oversight, but in doing so, we don't want to overcorrect such that we lose the operational utility and the agility of these programs.